America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big hour for you. We've got our cheap movie review coming up around the bend, plus DVDs, and there is so much happening. The buzz in your backyard and mine is tremendous over several things, including Bradley Manning. He is sentenced to 35 years. The soldier who leaked the 750,000 pages of classified documents to WikiLeaks, saying a day after he was sentenced that he wants to be Chelsea Manning. That is his name. He's a female. He wants to be called that. He wants hormone treatments, and he wants to grow breasts while this would happen, while he is in custody at Leavenworth, Fort Leavenworth, the maximum facility there. Don't think this is going to happen. He might want to be a woman, but he is incarcerated, so he's not in the middle of treatments. I don't think that he is going to get that option, but his lawyer is pushing and pleading for it. Plus, they've already filed to get a pardon from the president. Don't think that he's going to get the pardon from the president. Maybe on the way out, but I don't think during these next couple of years. Probably Manning does 7 years in the end with the sentence. And there still is lots of debate over, is he getting jobbed and this is wrong because he exposed what was really happening with the military. But there you go. Ultimately, he didn't get the 60 years. He certainly didn't get the 90 years. So 35 probably goes down to 7-something. He's served 3.5 already. And the curiosity of whether or not he ends up wearing wigs, do they allow him to do any of that kind of stuff? I mean, who knows? And this is what he wants, and this is what he's saying. So there's a push to free Manning, but this other side of Manning is what he's pushing his attorney to say, that, listen, this is what I want, and please do whatever you can to make it happen. Anybody out there think that as he's struggling as a man and wants to be in a female body, that they're going to allow him to do that? I don't think anyone's going to call, but if you do think so, call and tell me why you think that's going to happen. Robert Mueller was testifying, you know, a couple of times during the year about what was happening with the FBI, because, of course, always we talk about what's going on with possible Al-Qaeda attacks and were there planned attacks, and now there's more questions to the FBI director because of what's certainly what's happened with the NSA and how are we finding out information and all that other kinds of stuff. So I happen to catch this. Mueller was on Fox News on Thursday, and he said that Al-Qaeda might have postponed its plan to attack diplomatic sites in the Middle East, U.S. diplomatic sites, and Africa, after Washington scrambled to close them before anything could happen. And he also talked about, you know, we're, of course, monitoring that situation. But he talked about more and more what's happening is closer to home on our soil. Take a listen.
Domestically, it's individuals who have been radicalized on the Internet and go to the Internet for their education and how to build IEDs, explosive devices, as we saw up in Boston.
See, Mueller, what's significant here is he really focused a lot on the homegrown stuff, like he mentioned there, Boston. He leaves office September 4th. 12 years he was the top cop in the FBI. And that's more than the usual term. He went through a Republican regime and Democratic regimes, too. But he's out. That's it. That's it for Mueller. Now more than ever, it's got to be tougher to be in that spot of FBI director. And I guarantee, or I'd be curious to know what he knew about the whole NSA thing and what he thinks about the net that was being cast. While 75% of what's going on the Internet, and he mentioned the Internet there, is now stuff that is being culled by the NSA. In other words, they're collecting all that data. And it's some of it is maybe things that you have sent out there, not realizing, oops, I used the word that sent up the red flag that landed me in the metadata category where they're saving it somewhere. It's crazy, isn't it? All right, so we move on to Mueller leaving office to somebody who should leave office, the San Diego mayor. This is just insanity, isn't it? Filner, and he was a congressman for so long, a Democratic congressman, and, you know, 17 different women have come out to say that they were harassed by him in some fashion, and he settled one thing with one victim, but still just hanging on with a death grip. I can't imagine that he stays in this office. Gloria Allred, who never met a controversy she didn't like, is involved in this because she represents one of the people. And here's what she had to say about booting the mayor.
His parting gift should be good riddance instead of a handout.
Yep. Hey, we come back to that question, the whole resigning thing over the allegations, and he went to get help, and where would we be if we didn't have these sex scandals with these half-rate politicians? And how do you go from being a congressman over and over and over and over and over again to going back and hanging out in San Diego, running for mayor, getting it, and then this is what you do with it? Aaron Hernandez is now been indicted, and Aaron Hernandez, another strange story with Hernandez as to whether he was involved in a couple of killings, allegedly killing his friend. Here he was, a top player for the Patriots, and now he's been indicted on first-degree murder charges, but his attorney, Michael Fee, says, hey, not so fast. Take a listen.
Aaron Hernandez is an innocent man as we stand here today. He is presumed innocent under our system. He remains innocent under our system. There has been an incredible rush to judgment in this case. It has been based on innuendo and misrepresentations of facts. Hearsay and opinion has been represented as fact and as evidence, and it is not.
All right, so there you go. It'll be tried in a court of law. We'll see what happens in public opinion, the court of public opinion. I agree with his lawyer. He's definitely guilty. There's no question. You listen to any sports talk show or any talk show, and it comes up, and people say that it's wild that the Patriots, he had problems in his past, but nobody would have thought in the Patriots organization that he was capable of murdering someone, and this strange thing would unfold. So we'll see what happens as the case unfolds. Coming up next, as I promised, we're going to do that cheap movie review. We've got DVDs, too, as well. It's kind of a weak weekend for movies. There have been a couple of big releases, and this weekend it's more of the horror genre, scare me if you can, that's out. So we're going to look at City of Bones, The World's End, and You're Next. The DVDs might be a little bit better, and any more, a lot of people wait anyway for first-run movies to just see them at home, to just stream them at home, rather than trudge out to the movies and pay $8, $9 to go and see it. Even matinees. I went to a matinee, I think it was last week, and the I think it was $8 or something. And I was like, $8? I haven't been to a matinee in a while. I was surprised by that. They still have dollar theaters, though, right? All right, we're taking the movies next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. A gang of ruthless highway killers kidnap a wealthy couple traveling across the country, only to shockingly discover that things are not what they seem. No One Lives stars Luke Evans. Two veterans of the Bosnian War, one American and one Serbian, clash in the remote Smoky Mountain wilderness. Killing Season stars Robert De Niro and John Travolta. Epic is the story of a teenager who finds herself transported to a deep forest setting where the battle between the forces of good and evil is taking place. She bands together a ragtag group of characters in order to save their world and ours. This animated feature stars the voices of Amanda Seyfried, Colin Farrell, and Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler. TV series out this week include Being Human Season 5, Mike and Molly Season 3, the 10th season of NCIS, and the 4th season of NCIS Los Angeles. So why should you watch this week's cult classic, Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
Because, unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
We're men in tights.
This is the standard story of Robin Hood. Evil Prince John is oppressing the people while the good King Richard is away fighting the Crusades. Robin steals from the tax collectors, wins the archery contest, defeats the sheriff, and rescues Maid Marian. But in this version, however, Mel Brooks adds his own personal touch, parodying traditional adventure films, romance films, and the whole idea of men running around the woods in tights, and all the cliches and comic innuendo that goes along with it. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Yeah! We roam around the forest.
always looking for fights.
Excellent, excellent job, Jack. The Men in Tights, you gotta love that. Pretty funny stuff. One of the all-time funniest songs, I think, from Robin Hood. Alright, we swing into what I said was kind of a weak weekend, so you can tell I'm not really thrilled about it, at the movies. City of Bones, that's our first one. Here's a sneak peek.
Every day you live your life.
You make sure you come straight home tonight.
Ordinary. Normal.
You know your mom, she gets like this sometimes.
But there's only so long you can hide from the truth.
Why are they going here?
Larry, what is this?
You didn't see that?
What are you looking at?
Why can I see you and no one else can?
You're not a mundane.
What is a mundane?
Someone from the human world.
Well, I'm not a human, then what am I?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Mom, I'm coming home!
No, 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 you can't come home. You understand me? You don't come home.
Mom! Mom!
I've been killing demons for over a third of my life.
You killed two cops!
They weren't cops!
Demons exist across the world in their varying different forms.
I don't understand what any of this has to do with my mom.
Your mother was a shadow hunter. Like him. Like you.
There's a map inside your head, Clary. You are the key to our survival.
What is it about her? She's different. She's gonna get us all killed.
What now?
To pick up a few things.
Clary, wow, you look different.
I can't talk now, sorry.
The world is ours to take. This is about more than us.
Humanity is on the very brink of extinction.
Jace thinks he needs to save the world.
Too many of them.
But you don't need to encourage him to do it.
Have a little faith. We need you.
The werewolves are here to save us. I never thought I'd say that.
All right, so in New York City, that's where it's set, and she discovers the young teenager. She's a descendant of shadow hunters. That's what they call them. They are half angel warriors locked in an ancient battle. Sounds intriguing. Not. Might be a good rental for kids. I don't know. Older kids. It's PG-13. A long movie, too. 2 hours and 10 minutes. All right, next up, The World's End. Take a listen.
And we're back.
Just like the Five Musketeers.
Three Musketeers, innit? Well, nobody knows how many there were, really, do they?
You know that The Three Musketeers is a fiction, right? Written by Alexander Dumas.
A lot of people are saying that about the Bible these days.
What, that it was written by Alexander Dumas?
Don't be daft, Steve. It was written by Jesus.
Are we there, yeah?
Let's go there!
They haven't seen each other in 20 years.
I'm free to do what I want.
But tonight, they're returning to their hometown to finish the ultimate bar crawl.
This is our chance to finally conquer the Golden Mile.
12 pubs, 12 pints.
And this time, they're going to make it to the last bar, the World's End.
Go!
Come on.
What do you recommend?
Beer.
We'll have 5 of those, please. 4 of those, and a tap water.
What?
Look who it is.
Wow, long time.
Scary.
Welcome. Bienvenue. Welcome.
It was weird, isn't it? You come back and everything's sort of different.
I suggest you get on your way. Welcome home, boys.
It's not us that's changed. It's the town.
What are you doing?
It's all right, I'm not trying to have sex with you.
There's something I need to tell you right now. Unless you do want to have sex, in which case I'll tell you afterwards.
Tell me right now.
What did he say, sir?
Newton Haven has been taken over by robots.
Did you believe him?
We should head back to London. A, we're all drunk. B, we've got blood on our hands. It's not like ink. We've got ink
Shaun of the Dead, and Hot Fuzz.
Let's climb down the drainpipe.
I got a better idea.
Climb down the drainpipe.
The only way to survive the night is to make it all the way to the world's end.
Where are the others?
They're blending in.
Hello, I am a robot.
It was just five friends on a night out having a good time.
The world's end.
What the hell is that?
We are going to get to the world's end if it kills us.
Oh, no.
Doomsday.
All right, so that one, Simon Pegg, familiar face. Patty Constantine is also in it, too, as well. Childhood friends reuniting. And we're booting you to the other side with this one. It's called You're Next.
I just want you all to know how much it means to us that you're all here.
Thanks to Mom and Dad.
Beautiful.
Just a perfect day.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy food. Help us to do our part. With kind words and loving deeds.
Amen.
It gets dark, we go home.
What is that?
Imagine, I think you get the idea there. A lot of hairy, scary stuff. Here's my advice. Wait till it comes out on DVD. Stay with us.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There's something in the word caress, something in the way you dress, something in your simple style, something weird and it's the time, something too hard to define, celery is really fine. Something pretty, I stand by. Something in your lullaby. Something that makes me stick on to. Something I don't have a clue. Can't let loose, I can't let go.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Really pleased to welcome to the show Mary Alice Bonwell. She's got a book out called Decoding the Enigma, The Real Reasons for the Decline of Our Country. She talks about a lot of different things, and one of the things we're going to dive into is this whole idea that people with type C personalities, you knew they were type C, right, are, you know, the people that are super, super nice and not very assertive. They're very appeasing with family and friends who can be annoying, but they deal with it. And I was stunned to learn this. They also account, Mary Alice says, for 75% of cancer patients. Wow. So we're going to talk about that. And then the horrific death of the Australian baseball player. Mary Alice, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. I had some things that I wanted to tell your audience about the Christopher Lane case, the wonderful Australian baseball player who was so tragically killed. And I was a special ed teacher for over 30 years. And this business about being bored is all too familiar to me. People don't realize that one of the problems that teachers have, especially in special ed, is that a lot of the children seem smart enough in certain areas. They just very, they fasten on certain things, like maybe comic books or sports or video games, but other things bore them. And they would really rather cause a ruckus in the classroom than they would to be bored. They cannot handle boredom. And so I was really, that caught my attention when the stories came out of these three teens. And,
yeah, I mean, what a tragic thing, as you're saying along those same lines, if you saw this years ago, wouldn't people term, so if kids were like that and they were trying to get in trouble, weren't they just marked as, oh, bad eggs, troublemakers, just get them through and let's get them out of school? Was it kind of like that?
Well, I think the teachers try to do what they can, but it makes it very difficult in the classroom because of these kids. Very often do want to cause trouble, and they want to have excitement. They're not afraid of authority at all. And so being bored is not just a light matter. I think it's hard for a normal person to believe that somebody can be bored and then just go out and kill somebody. Well, that is, see, it's not normal. And I'm not saying that these kids have ADHD, attention deficit disorder. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there is a kind of personality in which boredom plays a part.
So do you think now after they said this about, you know, preying on Christopher Lane, as you mentioned, the 23-year-old Australian baseball player who was only in the wrong place at the wrong time jogging when they went after him and then ultimately killed him?
Well, I think some people are trying, because they can't believe that it could possibly be just boredom, then they want to blame it on racism. But I think that would be a secondary factor, actually, and that boredom would be a very important part. And another thing is this business about thinking it's funny. In studying different aspects of personality, I discovered that humor is one thing that is definitely affected, and that very often psychopaths and people of this nature think that it's very funny when somebody is hurt, somebody not themselves. And so this is part of that personality. I remember a boy that was, he was actually very smart, had a wonderful vocabulary, but he did think it was very funny when somebody got hurt. We had to keep an eye on him out on the playground.
Wow. Terrible. you think that's something that, and it's interesting you bring it up, so to not get confused and start to just label this a racist situation, that maybe we need to take a closer look at that. Obviously, people are looking at personalities, and as you took the words out of my mouth, I was going to say, well, this is a psychopathic type of behavior.
Yeah,
but very scary.
Scary.
Do you think it's on the rise?
Oh, yes, definitely. This is something I talk about in my book, Decoding the Enigma. Because I talk about how degenerative diseases are increasing at a very high rate. And for some reason, we haven't made the connection that if these degenerative diseases are increasing, how can personality stay normal? There is a connection between these diseases and personality. For example, the thing is, we think of diseases like diabetes and heart disease, and we don't see that personality plays of any particular part. No, it doesn't, because diabetes involves high blood sugar, and heart problems usually involve clogged arteries. However, there are diseases in which the immune system plays the main part. And in these cases, when the immune system plays a part, then personality is affected. And this is where this business of the type C personality comes in. C has to do with cancer. And it's a type of personality that is found in very often in people who do have cancer. They may not know they have cancer.
And what is it about, you know, as you say, the C personality, that they're people pleasers, don't want to rock the boat? I described some of it. How did you uncover that? What did you find in your book? What do you talk about with that?
Okay, well, what I discovered, I was looking into conflict and what affects people that are overly aggressive and people that are overly passive.
Right.
And I discovered some research that had been done that just struck me, because this type of personality just sounds so much like political correctness. Being so nice, not being able to handle conflict, being just always wanting to please, and being very self-sacrificing to an extreme. And these people are very compliant with external authority, too.
What would you tell people then? Would you tell people, hey, don't be afraid to challenge? I mean, that's scary to think of that. I can name probably 3 people in my life that fit that description.
It is really scary. And one thing that has kind of fooled us is that people tend to think that the personality comes first, and then that causes the immune system to be suppressed. You have a personality that's kind of is suppressive, and it doesn't express itself, and then it causes you to get cancer. But I frankly think that it's the other way around, that if you do have cancer, then with the weak immune system, you are kind of passive and can't handle conflict.
Mm. Wow, interesting.
And so it's a matter of working on health to get there. It's not that you can directly say, I'm going to assert myself. What you have to do is work on your health.
Right. So people listening now across the country, that's what you would tell them. Because if I say to someone, all right, listen, America, I'm going to introduce you to a woman that's going to tell you that 75% of cancer patients, you can trace this back, we believe, to people with this type C personality, and that means you're nice, you're not super assertive, you cooperate, you appease everybody. You know, that's a crazy statistic to throw out there. So right immediately people are going to say, wow, Mary Alice, what do I do? I'm that person. I don't want people upset around me, so I'm willing to take the hit for the team. So you would tell them to work on their health, but also not to be afraid to say what they think. Right?
That's right. And I go into a lot of detail in my book about how to work on your health. In fact, the thing is, what you have to do to understand these things is to kind of go back to the time when we were healthy and ask what happened.
Mm.
We knew 100 years ago that the diet that Westerners ate is just not healthy. When we had missionaries and colonial physicians in Africa and other places, and they would write back that the natives never got cancer or heart disease or ulcers, but the Westerners in their little enclaves in the colonies would have these diseases. And yet it never occurred to us that if we continued having this diet generation after generation after generation, that there might be problems involved with that.
Yeah. Wow, fascinating stuff. Pick up the book, Decoding the Enigma, The Real Reasons for the Decline of Our Country, and look at that type C. We're out of time. Mary Alice Bonwell, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Real
Very
eye-opener.
Nice. Nice to talk with you, Kate.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary Alice.
Bye-bye.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're rounding another corner here for this hour of America Tonight, and so many of you have bombarded me with terrific emails that I felt like it was time that we put on our shoes and ran down to the mailroom and checked out a few of them.
You have mail, mistress.
We need to pay our guy more. Did you hear that? Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Excellent. All right, so this one is from Ricky, listening to us in Spokane, Washington. And Ricky says, Kate, did you hear the story about the World War II vet that was beaten to death? How awful is that? I'm embarrassed that it happened here in Spokane. We have wonderful people. It was just two teenagers who obviously had no regard for human life. He was in the parking lot of a Eagles Lodge, and it's unbelievable, and it's been all over the place here. People tried to track down the suspects, but they couldn't find them, And that's the sad part of this all. And they're trying desperately to find those teenagers. And I hope they find them by the time you read my email. What do you do? It's complete and utter disregard for human life. Yeah, but we were talking about that. The fact that where you have no conscience, and unfortunately we've seen this in some of these crimes. I mean, what is this? It's a terrible crime. A 16, 19-year-olds, whatever. And, you know, what's going on? What's happening here? And not very much was actually made of this story, and more should be made of it, because I think it's a terrible tragedy, without a doubt. Coming around the side, just why was the attack made on him? What was that about? And there are many people that are taking this and saying, okay, so you saw what happened with the whole Trayvon Martin thing. Well, what about this? How do you relate to this? What kind of attention should this get? This man served our country, took a bullet for our country, and then this is how he ends up. Yeah, tragic, no matter how you slice this up. There's nothing good that happened here. World War II vet, Okinawa, unbelievable. Beaten, bludgeoned to death by two teenagers. Awful. All right, this one is from Jack. And Jack is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. And he says, Kate, I have to tell you, when I look at the Middle East, you call it the checkerboard. It is the checkerboard. I think you've heard you refer to it before as the sands of time that are taking up all our time. And ultimately, it's quicksand. And I have to agree with you. It is quicksand. There is no win-win here anywhere as far as the eye can see. What do? You think thousands of years, religious discord, and now we're right square in the middle of it. But how can we not be? It is such a tricky, tricky thing to maneuver. And now we have Syria and Egypt to contend with while we're pulling out of Afghanistan. What a mess. Yeah, what a mess. What an understatement. Absolutely. You're right. 2014, the full pullout, leaving some diplomats behind and some other people to help out the Afghan police force and to help the military. But we're done. We're out. We're gone, right? The tanks are gone. We're looking at the whole removal thing, getting out. What happens to Afghanistan once we leave? We look and see what's now lately been happening with Iraq. And now Egypt is tearing itself apart. And Syria has been in a mess for the last 2 years. Now they're talking about the fact that you might have chemical weapons allegedly being used on people and kids, and the kids are wrapped up in sheets, and it's just a horrific thing to see. The pictures are terrible. And this is where our president said, this is it. This is where the rubber meets the road, but so far that hasn't happened. The rubber hasn't met the road, so, you know, you'd be the judge. We only have limited funds. We have a voluntary military. What are we doing? What are we doing with the Middle East as a whole? And if I'm an Israeli, I'm glad that Benjamin Netanyahu is there because he's ready. He's ready to roll. Whatever we have, we will lob it at whoever wants to come after us. Iran, whoever. You want game on, we are on. But if Iran gets involved in something, then we are absolutely in. We are there for, I mean, not Iran, if Israel gets involved with something with Iran, we are 100% in on that, 100%. All right, this one is from Ron. Ron says, hello, Kate Delaney, been listening to the show for quite some time now. I have to say, there was nothing that saddened me more. It's almost like I don't even want to listen to the news anymore than the story about the baseball player from Australia who was shot, the kid supposedly bored, and then the story breaks that this is part of a gang initiation. Really? Is this what it's come to? Somebody who comes to the United States is just running down a road, is part of a gang initiation. You cannot bring his life back no matter what happens to the people who were arrested, the kids who were arrested. It's just too damn bad, and it's wrong on all levels. I hate to say this, but they ought to fry him. Listen. They found the police found the shotgun, the 22 caliber gun that they think was used to kill Chris Lane is his name, and a whole bunch of ammunition, and it's, I mean, of course, yes, it's awful. Here he was running, just doing what he, you know, what he normally did every day, and now he's dead. And the fact that his murder could have been part of a gang initiation. And by the way, that story comes from a guy named James Johnson, the father of a boy who was supposedly also targeted by the three that were arrested, who were accused of killing Chris Lane. So the police aren't saying anything more other than that. I mean, they have him in custody, and they're, of course, investigating it, and then we'll go from, you know, we'll go from there. All right, we actually did get some lighter fare in the mailbag. Woohoo! We need some funny. We need some light. We need something, right? And, because it can't all be heavy, heavy, heavy. So I got this from, I got this one from Big Ben, who said, it's funny, we did talk about this during the week briefly. Kate, are you a convert to Duck Dynasty yet? I love me some Duck Dynasty. Not a big reality fan, but got hooked into the show with my buds watching it, and I have to say, it is quite funny. And obviously people agree because they had blowout ratings for their season debut. Did you happen to see it? I implore you, if you have not watched it yet, watch it, watch it, watch it, girl. I have not watched it. I've seen little clips of it, but I haven't watched it. But I am going, I want to see what it's about. I promise you, because I've gotten a ton of emails from different people about it. And when I say ton, I've gotten like, you know, eight. But that's a lot on Duck Dynasty.
You referred to it enough that you should have seen something.
No, no. Because I do not have the time to watch reality television, but I am going to watch it. And, you know, it's through the miracle of on demand, I will be able to watch it. So I am curious. I want to see, because all kinds of people watch this. You know, there's not really one demographic. Like you say, well, is it men that are watching it? Is it teenagers that are watching it? Is it couples that are watching it? I mean, lots of people are watching it. So they've captivated an audience, and 11 million people, which is crazy. 11 million was how many that watched on the debut, and that's a huge number. I mean, if you look at the popular television shows on primetime, they can't even touch it. What does that tell you? Like Family Guy, Big Bang Theory, all of that, can't even touch it. That's crazy. I mean, that's 11 million people are watching Duck Dynasty, so I promise you I'm going to watch an episode. I will give you my review on Monday. Thanks so much for everybody who listened to the show, called in, sent us notes, all that kind of stuff. We appreciate it. Remember, hook up with us. Go to americatonight.net.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.